What is like a go-to gift? I'm a busy mom. I have three kids. And clearly I'm a hot mess. I'm in the middle of a reno and floods in my house. But if I had time to grab some gifts for the holidays, just for hostess gifts, what is my go-to gift?
Right. So for a hostess gift, you just want to think about something that speaks to their personal interest. I also think about seasonal or time of day gift. Anything that is not something that the host would need to take themselves away from the scene, so nothing perishable. Yeah. So people tend to think of, you know, wine, flowers, candle. But I think if you're going wine, if that's easy for you to do, I think about presenting it in a wine cozy, something that makes it look like a gift, not that's, you know, just pulled out of your wine cellar and are re-gifting to someone.
Yeah.
Exactly. Make sure that wine is purchased, you know, newly and it's still good. But also, if you're thinking flowers, for example, perfectly fine, but purchase a vase to present the flowers in so that then the host can keep that vase for future use. Or maybe you like to bake.
Yeah.
Hopefully the kitchen is still intact.
Yeah.
And assuming you cook.
Yes.
So if you bake something, you know, to purchase a lovely platter, who doesn't need a platter?
Mm-hmm.
And then you have that for them, again, to use for the future. Or maybe they're a chef and they love to have, you know, they would appreciate a nice salt and pepper set. You know, something like that that's useful every day that can just be everlasting. You know?
Now, what about as a host and you're getting these gifts and you're getting wine, are you expected to open up the wine?
Great question. And the answer to that question is no.
Good.
Because really, it's up to you. So if somebody brings it in, you know, sometimes people will be providing the meal and then they'll say, you know, please bring a bottle of wine. So of course, then it's intended to be used for the dinner. But if it's just as a gift, unless somebody is staring you in the face and saying, you must open this bottle of wine. And maybe it's a special, fabulous bottle of wine that you are all too happy to open.
And it's that drunk friend. We all have that friend that you're like, okay, we get it. You brought two of these.
Exactly.
One has to be
like
open.
They're really excited to crack that puppy open.
Yeah.
So, but otherwise, you do not have to feel compelled. It's totally up to you.
Okay.
Your discretion.
Let's talk about some pet peeves for etiquette. Some
of
the top three right now. I know there's so many, but let's just pick three.
Well, I think one of the top three is that when people are invited to someone's home for the holidays, they need to show up. They need to not walk in like a hot mess, as you know. You need to get yourself together. No,
I need to get my clothes together. Yes.
No. But they need to show up. They need to be presentable. They need to be interesting. They need to be engaging. They need to be helpful.
And dress up. I'm like, what happened to people?
Well, it starts with the dressing up.
Yeah.
That drives me crazy. I'm a big proponent of getting dressed, and it sets the tone for the evening. Don't come into my house with your sweats and your Uggs when everybody else is dressed up.
Yeah.
You know? What people need to realize is that you are an invited guest.
Mm-hmm.
You've been selected. You are the chosen one. And so now you need to do your part. So I think that, for me, is the biggest pet peeve. And then the second thing, I think a lot of people get really upset about RSVPing.
Mm-hmm.
Those that do not.
Right.
You know, they're kind of weighing their options, kind of seeing what else, you know, better presumably may come along. So I think you want to be really conscientious about when those invitations are coming in and responding within 24 to 48 hours if you can. And then calendaring that so that you remember.
I like receiving the real invites. The evites kind of annoy me now.
Preaching to the choir here.
Okay.
So I agree. I agree. And look, most people are not in that category. They are all too happy to be done with that, right? Because A, it's less expensive.
Right.
But it's, again, it sets the tone. You receive a hard invitation in the mail that goes on the refrigerator or it's somewhere visible.
Yeah.
When you're getting all these electronic communications, if you're not seeing it come in right at the get-go, it falls down to that low list on the email pile. And half the time, you don't even know if somebody's received it. And then when they are receiving it, they're looking at the laundry list of guests and who's already said yes, who's on the maybe fence, and who's no, and then they're weighing their options and deciding.
And with the number three kind of pet peeve would be cell phones at parties and people.
Totally. I think that, you know, there's so few opportunities we have to be with people and learn how to speak, you know, to converse and read people's facial expressions and hear the tone of their voice. So be present for those that you're physically in front of.
Right.
And put that, you know, check your tech at the door.
I love it. There should be a bowl instead of keys.
Exactly. Well, right.
Well, that's a little weird.
Exactly. No, that was back in the 70s.
Yeah, exactly.
So, but we're showing our age. So anyway.
We'll edit that.
Yeah, exactly. Edit. But that is, it's true. You really want to think about checking your tech. You want to be really conscious and and present for the people that you're with, because we have so few opportunities to be in front of people, and we don't want to be multitasking during those times, because all people want to feel is loved and respected.
Right.
And if we're on the phone, it just shows that, look, something better's on the horizon and you're not that important to me.
Exactly.
And that's terrible.
Well, thank you so much.
Oh,
we really
goodness,
appreciate this.
My pleasure.